Glory to Jesus Christ. I spoke recently with one priest, and he told me that, well, that he is some kind of depression. And the reason why is that he said, well, I was so pleased when one man came to the church, his real man in his middle age, after many years, and he started so well. And then he gave up, he stopped to coming. So he said, I called him, I asked him what is going on. He said, it's not working. It's not working. And I told him, you know, I understand you very well, because this is probably common experience of all priests who have to, who know this cases or these people who somehow think that when they are in middle of mess of life, when they feel that life is too tough, they turn back to church, to God, with the thought, if I turn back, if I come back to God, everything will be okay in my life again. And somehow they think that if they come and they feel this few obligations like Sunday's liturgy and maybe they add several prayers, that somehow God will respond like some kind of slot machine and will give immediately change in life. And I think this pure understanding based on this cheap spiritual literature, which very offer us this easy way, and somehow you read these books written by I don't know what kind of Christians they are, and it seems, and you have to feel that, well, I am so bad Christian because I feel nothing in my life what is described there. I feel just suffering, difficulties. I feel that life is not so easy as it's written there. And we are confused. But this confusion gives this bad idea about God, about acting Holy Spirit in our lives. And we can ask then what we are supposed to do to really have this light of life which is promised to us through Christ. What we are supposed to do to be like these apostles who got this gift of Holy Spirit, and they were on fire and they were filled with this power coming from above, that they really went and changed whole world almost. What I'm supposed to do to have this zeal in my heart? Those people, like the man this priest was talking about, he said that, well, he thought that if he comes back to the church and he starts to come on Sunday, he said his impression was that after month, two, three, all his family, children, will be converted and they will come to the church. You know, and they will be like active, and maybe grandchildren will be baptized, and so he had huge expectations. And what with our, and this is true, God wants us all to come to him, but it doesn't work this way. And look back to apostles who got this gift. Look back to these apostles, what was their journey up to the moment when they got this gift of Holy Spirit. And this look, and we start to research gospel from and to find their journey, it will give us journey and advice for us how to come to this fire, how to be ready to receive this gift of Holy Spirit which cause this zeal in our hearts. So let's see. First apostles, which were first called, you know, maybe we can find Apostle John, or our disciples of Saint John the Baptizer. And Saint John pointed at Jesus, said, "This is the Lamb of God." And to his disciples, they heard this, they left Saint John and they followed Christ. What they did? They cut, they detached from their spiritual experience they had with Saint John. They followed what he showed them. They tried to reach something more. They followed him. And they called others. That we know from Matthew, this wonderful calling when Christ was walking and he saw fishermen. They were working in the middle of day. They were working and he said, "Come and follow me." And they left everything. They left their jobs to follow Christ without any promise, any some kind of understanding what will be with their future. Or St. Matthew, tax collector. He got very good job. He was a rich man, hated, but rich man. He has comfortable life. And he was sitting in his office when Christ called him, "Come." He stood up and he followed Christ. He left that. In the middle of the day, he left his job and followed Christ. Oh my, this is something that is difficult to even imagine. Can you imagine that today that you are reading gospel in the middle of the day and you hear these words, Christ telling you, "Come, leave everything, follow me." Would we quit our jobs and follow him? Could we leave our families and follow Christ? It's difficult. So they did that. And what happened with apostles? Did they immediately got this fire over their heads, this zeal in their hearts? No. Just opposite. We can see that bad things came out during their life. Peter betrayed Christ. They didn't believe him, didn't trust him. He made miracle and he fed 5,000 people, and a few hours later they were worried about what they are going to eat. Strange. No faith, you know, and even they made Christ upset very often. He said, "How long I am going to stay with you?" So upset he was with them because of their little faith. But this was time of cleaning. They spent with Christ 3 years. They were listening to him. They were in his closeness. They watched him to make miracles. They knew how he breathes, how he sleeps. They knew him well. But they spent 3 years with him trying to understand what he's saying. And then they betrayed him, you know, they left him. But still, when he gives them chance again, showing that he is God, when he appears to him as a resurrected Lord, their souls are filled with some kind of understanding. At the moment, after 3 years, they are getting gift from Christ. He said he opened their hearts for understanding of scriptures. After 3 years, when they left everything, they followed him, they suffered because they were poor, they many times they didn't have like roof over their heads. After all that time, he gave them understanding to scripture, and then, 50th day after his resurrection, Holy Spirit comes as a gift from God. And look how this journey of apostles was not that okay, I'm here, Jesus, I believe in you, give me your strength. They were not able to get it because they were not prepared. They were not prepared. At first they had to detach from the world. Then they have to understand his words. They had to spend time with him very closely. And it made them, and to experience downs and ups, failures and joy. And then their soul was ready to receive this Holy Spirit. And this is, if we talk about spiritual life, if we talk about our understanding of spiritual life, it is not. Spiritual life is not just only come to the church. Spiritual life, it means to follow this example Christ gave us through preparing his apostles. Spiritual life, it means that I really will detach. Nobody asks us to leave jobs, but sometimes we are asked. But God wants us, look, you have to break this ties with world which pulls you different direction. You have to become free for me. And how many times we say we have our own priorities, that we are so tied with world that we abandon Christ, God, because of small things, because of affairs of this world. And first step in spiritual life, if I want to grow, if I want to come to this knowledge of Christ, if I really want to get this holy fire, Holy Spirit to my heart, it's this one. Holy Spirit cannot come if I am full of the world, because this is not spirit of this world, it is spirit holy. So I have to be focused. And then I have to try to understand Christ, what he's saying. It's not just take something of popular phrases, which are many times very false and heretics, you know, which comes from world about Christianity. Sometimes I have to laugh if I hear in, you know, like TV station, they talk about Christians and what we believe in, how we should act, what should be our attitude. I said, well, you have no idea what gospel says about that. You have your own image of Christian faith, but it's true. This deformed understanding comes when we don't spend enough time with Christ. And we have to experience, yes, I failed today. We have to have this experience and to admit, I betrayed Christ today. Maybe not once, maybe 10 times, maybe 100 times. I have to admit that because it brings tears which cleanse our heart. If I don't have this, my heart is not ready to receive Holy Spirit. And this makes us more and more ready for gift. But remember, it's gift. It's gift. It's not something we have a right for. We can expect this gift. We should do everything to prepare our heart for this gift. But we cannot dictate God when this gift is given to us. Here's a funny story from Mount Athos. There was a monastery. The monastery was, a young man joined the monastery. And he was really full of like zeal, and he wanted to get to that level of other, these older monks as soon as possible. So he fasted very strictly and prayed, and he almost didn't sleep. After 6 months, really, well, I'm not going to talk about details, he got this gift. And there were older monks, they were laughing. We are dedicated all life here. I'm 30 years in monastery. I pray, I fast, I obedient. I don't have this gift. But this young, this baby came and he just got the gift. Why that? These gifts are given to us by God, but it is not for our egoism. This gift comes, this huge fire in the right time for building of church. If I want to close myself and I want to be only for me, I want to be on this level, I want to have this seal, I want to. I will never get this gift. Because this gift is given to us for building of the whole church, not for us. It's given to us to serve. As those apostles, they didn't keep this gift for himself, but they went and they turned the whole world upside down. They built church, this mystical body of Christ. That man I mentioned, and many other people who had the same seeing of God, that if I come and give to God this Sunday, 1 hour on Sunday, maybe a few minutes of prayer per day, and then I live my own life, and then God will arrange everything in my life totally. How many? They live in this lie. But if they would follow example of apostles to give up, to give their lives to Christ, and to follow his teaching, to try to become disciples, how many of them would become people on fire through this God's gift? And they would not turn or to change only their families, their friends. They would build the whole church and to make the church stronger. They would get more than they were expected. So let's try to think about this. And yes, it is not easy way. To be a Christian, it doesn't mean to start easy life. It's hard life. It's hard life when we are supposed to kill our old self. And it's a painful process. And to become new people. How difficult it is to understand this in this present time. How we resist to this. How we prefer to pursue our own ideas instead to follow Christ's example and his advice. So let's try to pray during this liturgy. May Holy Spirit be celebrated today. May through this special grace he gives us this correct understanding of our relationship with God, correct understanding of gospel, and the strength to follow the example of apostles. May once we are ready to receive this gift of Holy Spirit for building of his church. Amen.